This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to hour number three. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio in the chair for Joe tonight. And it is always a pleasure coming in every week or two or three or I don't know anymore. Are we still in 2020? Is this year still here? We're only in June. Are you kidding me? What's going to happen next? I know the murder hornets didn't become a thing, but holy cow. You know, every time a truck drives by, I'm like, yeah, well, we're getting the big one. The earthquake is coming. I'm Dave Sussman. Hour number three here at Realside Radio. And you could find me at Whiskey Politics on, well, the easiest place to find us if you're not on Ricochet as a member is on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, just type in Whiskey Politics and you'll find our site there as well. We have a lot of fun chatting us. You can follow me on Instagrams. We're trying to be more active on the Instagrams. You just type in Whiskey Politics as well. And we're finding that, you know what? People are really frustrated right now, and they're voicing their frustration on social media because they're taking a look at essentially this fire hose of agitprop that is coming from the mainstream media right now, telling you that if you are going out and protesting the stay-at-home orders because your business is failing, that you want to murder old people. But if, on the other hand, you want to go out and support Black Lives Matter, well, go ahead, and you know what? We're going to actually treat you like heroes as you are, because we agree with that. We don't agree with being able to support your own family. We don't agree with wanting to run your own business so you're not dependent upon the government. We don't agree that you want to be autonomous and not rely upon the state. Because you're the type of person that's not going to be believing us, the media and the government, telling you what the facts are. You know, I kind of had a rant on that last segment of the hour, the second hour, and I was talking about the fact that, you know, if you go on social media or you're having a discussion with a friend of yours that you originally thought was actually kind of level-headed, you know, they're coming up with some of the most bizarre conspiracy theories that would make, you know, 9/11 as an inside job or the flat earthers or the fact that we didn't land on the moon sound actually, you know, more reliable. And the idea that I'm hearing from some people is that, I mean, this is actually floating out there, by the way. This isn't just one or two people. But the fact is that they're saying that Black Lives Matter are taking their marching orders from Trump-supporting white supremacists. Think about that for a minute. That Black Lives Matter are taking their marching orders from white supremacists, because if we're seeing people rioting and tearing down stores and restaurants and small businesses, that can't possibly be these wonderful people on Black Lives Matter. That has to be, because we see white people doing this as well as black people, that they have to be the white supremacists and the Nazis that we're fighting against to make Black Lives Matter look bad. This isn't some kind of, you know, grasping at straw theory that's out there. This is now become ubiquitous. This has now become just the norm on leftist Twitter, which is most of Twitter today, and much of what we see in our mainstream media. I mean, if the idea that white supremacists are controlling Black Lives Matter as puppets to tear into stores and loot, you know, businesses and ruin the lives of business owners. If that isn't peak 2020, I don't know what is. You know, we're having a discussion about race in this country. We're having a debate about the impact of culture and education and our media and government. And the fact is that while Black Lives Matter protesters are protesting for the most part peacefully in cities all over now the world, okay, and I promise you, you go to London, England, you know, 90% of the people couldn't find Minnesota on a map, right? But it's the idea that white supremacists are behind all of this, the bad parts of all of this, not the peaceful ones, but the bad parts of all of this is you get presented that by somebody. How do you respond to that? Instead of having a dialogue about race in this country, which I don't know about you, but we had an African-American, black, whatever, okay, Obama was for 8 years. And as Stacey Lennox was talking about in that first segment, race relations were worse at the end of those 8 years. Were worse. And you have the grifters like Al Sharpton, who ever decided that he should have played point at these funerals for George Floyd, miscalculated very badly, because I think for even just left of center normal classic liberals that were watching this thing, because obviously what happened to George Floyd was horrendous, it was horrific, it was absolutely unconscionable. Okay? But as soon as you start to see these grifters coming out of the woodwork, it negates the entire argument. It negates the entire discussion. And so, how do we have that debate when it is being propagated by race hucksters or by the extreme crazies out there whose messaging now comes up and says, you got to get rid of everything in culture that we disagree with, including Gone with the Wind and any book that we don't like? I'm at a point right now where I am feeling this. I'm feeling the angst and the anger. And a lot of this has been propagated by the left, including people like Adam Schiff for years. And we're going to be talking with Eric Early right after the break, who hopes to claim his seat in November. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Dave Sussman back in here in the chair at Realside Radio on the Salem Radio and GCN Radio Network across 70 radio stations across the fruited plain. And, boy, I got to tell you, yeah, I'm lit up tonight. I am angry. I am frustrated. I am feeling that this tsunami of leftism that has overtaken our academia, our culture, pop culture, obviously the government outside of the White House and the Senate, and it's like a tsunami that's crashing down on us. But you know what? We've got warriors that are out there that are looking to fight back. And one of those warriors is looking to take it to Adam Schiff in Congressional District 28. He's returning to the Real Side with me. He's also been here with me at Whiskey Politics. And that is Eric Early. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Always good to be on your show, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. First of all, it was great seeing you the other night. We actually attended a party, like the old times, where people were there, and there was a buffet, and people were blowing out candles on the birthday cake. What was that like?
Well, you know, it was great. I didn't see a mask in sight, and nobody was social distancing. And, you know, my fiancé and I, we've been pretty much living our life the last 3 months. not too many masks and not too much social distancing. I believe really from the beginning that these people have gone way overboard and trampled on our constitutional rights for at least the last 2 months. They're still doing it to the point where I can't even open up my law firm's office right now in Los Angeles, which is a joke. But we have a spineless mayor named Garcetti, and he's being led around on a leash by the county health commissioner. I think that's her title, something like that, Dr. Farrar, who her title is doctor, but she is a PhD doctor. She's not a medical doctor. So she's calling all the medical shots in the county right now. But if she went to try and take your blood, Dave, she'd be thrown in prison because she's not allowed to do that. And this is what's, telling people to stay locked in this town and wear masks every 5 seconds as really a joke. And then if you look at her background, she is the consummate community activist, far left social justice warrior type. And this is what's calling the shots in the county right now. It's an outrage.
You know, first of all, she's making more money than the president of the United States. I don't know if you saw that article. She's like $400,000 plus a year salary. And as you said, she's not a legitimate doctor, that she's been given this massive responsibility for a massive population of people that are essentially just locked in their homes, scared to death right now of doing anything. Okay, you're running against Adam Schiff, and I want to get into Adam Schiff here in just a few moments. But talk about this from the standpoint of the psychological impact. I'm calling this a mass psychosis right now. And how long do you think this is going to remain with us as a populace?
Well, I don't know. Dave, I'm still amazed when, Emerald and I just went out to dinner because now we're allowed to have dinner here. And, you're watching these people walking down the street in 90-degree heat. There's not a person anywhere near them. They're walking their dog, and they're wearing a mask. And it's like I look at Emerald and I say, I mean, do they think like COVID's going to bounce off the dog's butt and go in their nose or something? Then I see people jogging down the street with a mask on with nobody around them. I mean, this kind of stuff is nuts. So, I've got I could go on and on about this governor in this state who's a tyrant, about this mayor, about the about my opponent Schiff. They're all part of this same team of far left Democrats who all believe that they know better than us, Dave. They're morally superior to us, and they're apparently much smarter than us, according to them. And these are some of the reasons I'm running, because I can't stand who these people think they are and how they've treated so many of us. I'm not a politician, as you know. I have run a law firm now for many years. I'm part owner of the law firm. We have about 30 lawyers. We're a nationwide law firm. We practice all over the country. We're nationally recognized. I've got a great family. So, I've got a blessed life. I don't need this politics stuff. But for a couple reasons, I just got fed up. So I stepped up, and thankfully I got past the primary March 3rd. There were eight of us total in the primary. The top two go to the general election. Top two's me and the sociopath named Adam Schiff. And I've been endorsed by the California Republican Party and the LA County Republican Party and all kinds of great other organizations and individuals. And I'm taking on this character. But one thing I've been saying really since July when I got in the race and since before July is that I firmly believe, and I've been saying this actually for a couple of years now, that we're in a battle of good versus evil in this country, like a serious battle of good versus evil. And I think the last 2 weeks have really driven that home to a lot more great Americans, seeing what we just went through with the riots and the looting and the burning and all of these outrages. Our LAPD, I just applaud them for the great job they did, the restraint in the face of these barbarians throwing bricks at them and bars at them and bottles of water and, rocks and everything else at them and running up and screaming in their faces. And so what do they get as a result? What thanks do they get as a result? A couple days later, the spineless worm of a mayor, Garcetti, says he's taking $150 to $250 million of their funds and giving it to who knows who. We don't know where the money's going. So he has essentially gotten on his knees, and he thinks he's buying peace in our time here. And, you know, this type of evil we're fighting, you know, these really, they're communists, so many of them. I support our First Amendment. I support our right to demonstrate, to protest. I don't support any of that violence. And in the face of that violence, that looting, the fires and everything else, this incredibly weak mayor gets on his knees and thinks he's really paying ransom to groups that we don't know of. We don't know really what they do. And this is what he does in response to the violence that they perpetrated on all of us. And it's an outrage. You know, these people, this is like part of the Obama, Schiff, Newsom, Becerra, Garcetti line of appeasers. They're weak individuals. And one thing evil knows is they know weakness a mile away. They smell it a mile away. And all they're going to do, this is all going to, it's just going to make them come back again when they're ready for another payment from these weak people.
Eric, in our last 30 seconds here before our first commercial break, we'll bring you through the commercial because I want to talk with you about California 28, your district that you're running to unseat Adam Schiff, what the election is looking like, what you're obviously campaigning for, and we'll talk about all of this after the break, but let everybody know where they could find you, donate to your candidacy, and online and everything else.
www.ericearley.com, ericearly.com. You can read all about me. You can donate online. You know, we've gotten thousands of small donations around America. We need your help.
Fantastic. We're going to bring you back through the break here, folks. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Got Eric Early, who wants to take out Adam Schiff in California 28. We're going to get into that district here right after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A key House committee is holding a hearing on police reform. George Floyd's brother, Felonious, is urging action after the death of his brother and other unarmed African Americans in police custody.
George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the call I'm making to you now. to the calls of our family and the calls ringing out the streets across the world.
Floyd is one of several witnesses that is testifying for the House Judiciary Committee about police practices and oversight just days after Democrats in Congress unveiled legislation that would prohibit the use of chokeholds and some no-knock warrants. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
We will have a police department that our communities view as legitimate, trusting, and working with their best interests at heart.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
And welcome back to the... Whoa! How did 2.5 hours just fly by? Well, when you've got great guests like Eric early on, it's a lot of fun, and you look down and you look up and you're at the end of your show. Well, listen, Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio, and speaking of the aforementioned Eric Early, he is running to replace Adam Schiff. Yes, that Adam Schiff, Congressional District 28 in California, and you guys could all, no matter where you are in California or across the fruited plain on the 70 stations listening to us on the GCN and Salem Radio Network, find Eric Early at ericearly.com and support this man. Because Eric Early, before the break, I said I wanted to talk about Adam Schiff specifically. Attorney General Bill Barr just came out in the last couple of days, and he stated that he is very troubled by the Durham probe, which the media doesn't want to talk about, because he is saying that there are familiar names that try to sabotage the Trump campaign. You are running against a congressman. He is the House Intelligence Committee head, chairman. And for 3 years, he was running out from committee meeting after committee meeting and saying to the press that he had evidence and proof that there was Russian collusion, of which the Mueller report came out emphatically denied. Where is this in the news, and how are you getting this message out that you can't rely upon this man who is a liar to continue to support this district and work for this district?
Well, you know, Dave, 2 weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal editorial board, dated May 12, 2020, came out with an editorial. And the Wall Street Journal is not some crazy, wacky conspiracy theory, theory paper. And the editorial concluded with the following quote: "As to Mr. Schiff, no one should ever believe another word he says." That's from the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And that's because Schiff is a proven liar. You know, one of the reasons I got in this race, besides the fact that I do believe we're in a battle of good versus evil, we need good people to step up right now, support our president, is that Schiff, I live in the district here, and I'd be sitting on TV watching as this character would get on TV every Sunday, look at us and lie to us and tell us that he had clear-cut evidence that the president had colluded with the Russians to get elected. And this was long before the Mueller report came out, but so many of us knew from day one that this guy was completely full of it. And I took it personally. I took it personally. He was lying to me, and I got fed up, and so I stepped up, and I'm so glad I did, because I don't have an ounce of respect for the guy. And so what did he do? Finally, there are all these transcripts of all these people that were taken before Schiff embarked on the Russia hoax, and they all testified under oath, even Obama officials, that there was no evidence whatsoever of the president colluding with Russians. Schiff sat on these transcripts. He could have produced them a year ago. He held them because he's the head of the Intelligence Committee. He didn't want anybody to see him. Finally, the Trump administration forced his hand and said, if you don't produce them, we're going to produce them. So about 3 weeks ago, Schiff produces these transcripts under oath, and they all showed that he was lying since day one. So it's proven. And, yeah, the mainstream media really downplayed that entire story. But, you know, I won't let the people out here forget that. I remember it very well. I remember what he put all of us through. And, you know, Schiff has never run into anything like me, Dave. You know, or maybe he did 20 years ago when he first took the position. He beat a great congressman named Jim Rogan. But since then, he's basically soft-pedaled it into office the last 10 elections. And I'm going to take it directly to this guy, and I am constantly on social media and everywhere I have a platform to do it. I now have actually, I've been given two different radio shows of my own, which is remarkable. So, for example, every Sunday on AM 870, The Answer, which is a great Salem radio station here in Los Angeles, I do a show. And so I'm talking to the people more and more. We're getting the word out. The mainstream media out here, which is, you know, the Los Angeles Times and such, they want to make believe I don't exist because they are one of the aiders and abettors of this deviant Adam Schiff. But we're, you know, we're taking it to them all the time, Dave. I'm speaking all around the district. I mean, right now I'm doing it by Zooms. I can't wait to be able to get out there and talk to the people again. But one of the great things is besides the Republicans, and thank God the Republicans are supporting me, but I've got to convince a lot of independents who are on the fence to come my way, and I also have to bring around a lot of moderate Democrats. And more people that we speak to, even moderate Democrats, they've seen this guy Schiff in action. They're sick of him. They realize not only did he lie to them also, but he has abandoned our district for the last 20 years. He could care less about us. You know, just by virtue of the fact that Schiff's been in office for 20 years alone with nothing else, means he's got to be thrown out of office.
So let me ask you this, because I think one of the biggest issues about running against an incumbent like Adam Schiff is that he is in a very supportive district. I forget what the numbers were, but, I mean, it was D plus what?
D plus a lot. But, Dave, let me say another thing. Let me say I'm reaching out to across the board.
Yeah.
Right now, what we need in office is somebody who not only cares about the district, who's here in the district, unlike Schiff, and who can roll up his sleeves, me, and work with all the stakeholders, from everybody from the bankers to the lenders to the workers' groups to the unions to the teachers' groups to the schools to the real estate folks and everybody else to bring our district back from the depths of this depression created by COVID. I've been an attorney for 27 years. These groups have all been my clients for most of those 27 years. I've negotiated with all of them at one time or another. I've worked with all of them at one time or another. I've solved problems for all of them at one time or another. I'm the only one in this race that remotely has the skills to do what's necessary to rebuild from the ground up. Schiff, on the other hand, all he's good for is being put in a back room with a couple stacks of paper and dreaming up his next hoax. So that's a huge issue that's resonating across the board. We have other big issues out here. You know, there's something called AB5, which Schiff supports, which is doing away with independent contractors nationwide. We have many independent contractors in our district that work in the film industry. I want to repeal AB5. There's a national version that Schiff is co-sponsoring that would do away with independent contractors around the country. I'll do whatever I can to prevent that from coming in. So, you know, we have a lot going on, and I'm also another huge issue for me, Dave, because I really believe this is what we're facing, and maybe you talked about this earlier in your show today, I don't know. But what we saw and what we're seeing, this sort of, forget about socialism, these people are going straight to communism, this underlying takeover of our country. What you saw with all those kids out there demonstrating, kids of all races, creeds, colors, you wonder where they're all come from. You know, a lot of kids from great backgrounds. This is what you get when you put them through a 20-year indoctrination program in their public and in many times private schools, where they go in, they're learning to hate America, they're learning that socialism and communism is great, they're learning that religion is bad, they're learning that, you know, being Caucasian is somehow, you should be guilty for it, and on, and These are huge issues for me. I'm leading a big lawsuit right now of over 300 great people in Santa Barbara trying to throw one of these social justice warrior organizations out of the school up there. We've gotten their materials. You see how they brainwash these kids. Yeah. I get calls from parents around the country who've been seeing this stuff with their kids. They're saying, Eric, how can we get rid of it? I get to Congress. I want to hold the federal taxpayer dollars, which they all get, these schools, over their heads. You want to hire these groups, you don't get the money. I've got other ideas, too, but we have to stop. I don't know if we can save this present generation, the next generation. We have to start teaching them to love our great country again.
The problem that you got, and we all have, is that the left controls everything. Every major institution in America, in the mainstream media, you know, the academy, we're talking about administration, governments, corporations, Hollywood, and you're right in the belly of the beast. So, you know, best of luck with everything. Obviously, we'll be talking a lot more and seeing each other a lot more before the campaign. But tell everybody where they could find you, no matter where they are around the country. I know you're getting a lot of supporters. We've got 30 seconds left. Tell everybody where to go so that they can support Eric Early for Congress.
www.ericearly.com. Please donate. Please go in there. Read about me, Dave. It's always great talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you soon, buddy.
And look forward to seeing you too, Eric. And I'll take you up on that offer for that barbecue as well, because it's always good hanging out with you, and it was good seeing you last weekend as well. So best of luck with everything, and we'll have you back on again as we get out of this chaos that we're currently in right now and talk about, realistically speaking, how we can turn that district and get rid of Adam Schiff. Best of luck with everything. Thank you so much, Eric. And folks, you know, I got to just say, what we've been talking about tonight is something, and I'm going to come back after the break here with you to talk about how we move from this where we are right now, where we are so divided, where I'm getting unfriends all the time on Facebook and this and that from people that I've known for 10, 20, 30 years, because we just can't communicate anymore. We need to talk about this, and I'll be talking about this after the break. Don't go away with our last segment here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
And welcome to the last segment here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us for 3 hours tonight. It always goes by so fast when we are talking about so many different things and having so many great people on. But I want to address what is happening right now up in Seattle before the end of this episode tonight. Because Andy Ngo, who you know, that's NGO, by the way. Andy Ngo is an independent journalist, and he is enemy number one, target number one by Antifa, because he's gotten in there on the streets. They've beaten him up. He is reporting right now from Seattle, saying that there's a source in the ground. You know that Seattle has taken over, I'm sorry, the Antifa mob essentially has taken over some Seattle neighborhoods. They're planning on taking over more Seattle neighborhoods. And the East Precinct of the Seattle Police Department essentially has, they've surrendered. A police department, the East Precinct in Seattle, has said, okay, take the building. It's yours. We're looking at insurrection happening right now on the ground. And what Andy Ngo is saying is that these Antifa characters that have essentially created this autonomous zone, okay, they are saying that they are barring media from entering. They're screening people from coming in. They are walking around fully armed. And they're talking about making their own currency and their own flag. I'm going to repeat that last part. Their own currency and their own flag. Does anybody remember something in the 1860s called the Civil War? I think that's kind of what the Confederates were. Listen, what are we dealing with here, folks? And the number one question that I have is, where is the Seattle mayor and the police force and the National Guard? They are taking over the city of Seattle. Now, it's not going apparently as smoothly as they wanted. They're dealing with logistical issues. They're trying to decide maybe, you know, how they want to run their government. And there's people arguing within internal strife that's happening. That's called politics, folks. But listen, we're all disgusted by this, right? I mean, this is absolutely horrific. And this is happening today. It's not a Netflix series, all right, for our entertainment. This is happening right now on the ground, that we've got these pro-Marxist terrorists that have taken over one of America's great cities, and the mayor doesn't want to seem to do anything about it. She's a leftist herself. So what we're looking at are the services now being shut down. And they're just basically leaving this. What are they expecting to happen? Well, listen, I'm kind of taking a different approach on this. Okay, if I was the mayor of Seattle, maybe I would be thinking about doing something a little bit different than the idea of going in and shutting these people down. I think I would basically let them continue. I would essentially give them their space. Not allowing media to go in. Don't let food go in. Let them remain on their own. Don't let supporters provide them food. Okay? Don't let the message get out. And what do you think is going to happen with these teens and 20-somethings and crazy older folks that are in that group? What do you think is going to happen? This is going to be Lord of the Flies time, folks. I mean, when we talk about the reality of human nature and the discomforts that these people are about to experience, is let's turn off the water. Let's turn off the electricity. Let's make it Gaza. You wanted to take over this and govern yourself, calling an autonomous zone? Then be autonomous. You no longer can rely upon the infrastructure that the taxpayers have generously provided for you. You can no longer rely upon using the media, the mainstream media, to get your message out. You want to be autonomous? You create your own society. You create your own civilization and deal with the logistics. Deal with the costs. Deal with the arguments on what takes priority over others' priorities. Let's have those discussions. And I want to be a fly on the wall. And if our government is good at one thing, they should certainly find a way to get a couple of really tiny drones to fly in to the top of these big empty warehouses where these Antifas are sitting and just park themselves on a wall and watch. Pass the popcorn. Holy cow. It's not like Kings County, especially Seattle, was a red county and they've taken over. No, they've taken over one of the bluest counties in the United States. So it's not exactly a loss. Right? But let's watch as they devolve and their humanity craters inward. They want to be autonomous? Let's be autonomous. The Seattle Police Department have been told to stand down. You know what? Good. Let them be on their own. Businesses that have been forbidden from using firearms by the mayor. So any business owner that is in that region, in that district, can't prevent their looting and people taking over their businesses. You know what? Insurance, you're going to be covered eventually. It hurts. I get it. But move your business out of the city. Get out of the city. Let the mayor of Seattle suffer the financial repercussions of not having a spine. And let these Antifa losers these dregs of society discuss amongst themselves how they wish to govern. And if you aren't going to govern and you only have chaos, then start playing Deadpool, because it's only a matter of time before they start shooting each other. Maybe that isn't such a bad thing. Maybe that isn't such a bad thing. They want to go from precinct to precinct to take over the city of Seattle. This is like a John Carpenter movie. Right? Remember Escape from New York? All right? So, maybe we lose one city. You know, George Carlin had a bit, the classic George Carlin, no longer with us, had a bit where he talked about taking all of the dregs of society, the pimps, the rapists, the murderers, the child molesters, the criminals, the gangbangers, everybody, the dregs of society, and fencing the state of Colorado and putting them in. Right? It's like the jail that was John Carpenter's Escape from New York. The island of New York was essentially shut off from the rest of the world, and you had Lord of the Flies. George Carlin's bit was even better. Takes it to the next level. And that is, once a year, you open... This is the perfect thing. He says, you have it quadrants. You have the drug dealers and the pimps and the pushers, and then you have the perverts and the child molesters, and they're all kind of separated, the rapists. They're all separated within these fences. But once a year, you open the fence for an hour in between them, and you put it on pay-per-view. Let's do that to Seattle! I'm sorry, I like the city of Seattle. Pike's Market is an institution every time you go up there, right? It's a beautiful city, the Emerald City, it's a great city, right? But if they're going to overtake the city, fence them in. Let them do their own thing. Don't provide support, no health care, they're not paying taxes, no police. They didn't want that. They want autonomy. That's what they're calling themselves. So, let the anarchists anarch. This is my theory. What do you think? I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, we have a huge, massive movement in this country, an upswell of communists, Marxists, totalitarians, that are projecting the idea that they are against fascism. But if you disagree with them, you're the racist. You need to be canceled. You need to be shunned. You need to lose your job. You need to be cast out. This is their theory. This is their ideology. I've lost friends on Facebook and on social media because I have a right of center perspective, because I will not kneel. And ladies and gentlemen, don't kneel for these people ever, because they will not accept that. Your fealty as anything other than just you are now used as a pawn for them to achieve their goals. They won't come back to the center. They will only go further forward to the left. And then you're looking at the United States that is very ununited. We're talking about civil war. In the 1860s, the Confederacy wanted their own currency. They wanted autonomy. Let these people have their own currency and autonomy. And you know what? Maybe this time we just put a fence around them and let them figure it out on their own. Whew. Dave Sussman, I'll be back again next time here at Realside Radio for Joe Messina. Please follow me at Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Find me at David Sussman on Twitter. And, of course, Whiskey Politics and all of our social media. Thank you so much. We'll be back again real soon. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.